I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
All right, I want you to... No, wait. I want to do the show first and then come back and talk about Calvin Klein house party.
Okay, Calvin.
This will make sense.
Take you guys back to 2005.
All been inspired by Chris Hemsworth and Elsa Pataki's all-white party.
Here's the show.
Step back in time.
I'm ready to party.
Those two girls.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy hump day.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, I'm just
remember once upon a time when we used to do camel news?
Yeah.
Feels like so long ago. We used to do camel news on Wednesday, hump day, get it?
Yeah.
It's been a very long time. We're not bringing it back today. Sorry if I've gone down memory lane.
Camels did not deliver news every week.
They didn't.
So to find it was a struggle sometimes.
Lee's is obviously in a reflective mood about the quality radio we did in the past and what we bring to you today. Hey, can I quickly raise with you, my 10-year-old daughter has declared that she's going through a goth phase of fashion. She said it to me in the car a couple of days ago. Mom,
how does she know what it is?
Well, here's the thing. She said, Mom, I think I'm in my goth phase years. What does goth mean?
Okay, and where has she picked this up?
She's heard it because combat boots are obviously quite fashionable at the moment. And one of the girls at school said to her, oh, combat boots are so goth. And
it's a very 90s.
I had to get onto Pinterest and show her what gothic fashion actually is, you know, which can be terrifying. There's a lot of very pale skin and dark hair. Actually, I've just described myself.
You went through. How heavy was your goth face?
No, I feel like I look like it without makeup on. That's kind of my default Professor Snape vibe. The thing is, she also has no black clothes because I don't buy black clothes for my children. So she's wearing, the closest she has is tartan. And so when she told my mum, her grandmother, that she was in her goth phase, mum just cut her down and she was like, looks like you're going through your Scottish phase, more like it. So I've had to explain to her what grunge is.
Well, I just feel these are all very 90s.
All the 90s things are coming back.
References. I'm really proud of her. I went through a grunge phase. So she can come to Auntie Lee's.
I've seen those
for some guidance.
But you had a reason for
I was under duress.
Yeah.
I was grunge under duress. That's a whole theme in itself. It's a whole style because I was wearing a back brace at the time. It was bulky. And I thought, how can I best conceal this? And that's with an oversized Nirvana t-shirt. That's how you do it. Baggy jeans. Combat boots, the works. So I had to pretend
it's very,
be up
you know,
to date with my 90s grunge bands.
Things I loved when I was younger. You know that book by Judy Blume, was it Deanie, about the girl in the back brace?
Oh,
and I really loved that book. And now I'm friends with you who was a girl in a back brace.
I'm so, so happy that I went to an all-girls school, actually, because I don't think I could have dealt with just too much focus on back brace. Like, I just feel the boys would have been cruel.
You've still got that kind of PTSD from where your back brace Velcro got stuck to the bus seat in front of all the boys
enough.
That time.
That was enough for me because our bus stop was a co-ed bus stop.
God, I hate this song.
I love it.
Because it just brings
it right
me
now.
Back to school discos when all the boys would run out onto the floor and in a Nirvana shirt.
And I tell you when
we'll play a different one then.
No, I really like that
song. Let's play this Lean On one. Whatever.
Who's this? Celine Dion.
What? No.
Jace has lost the will to live after hearing that break.
Want more stories about teenagers?
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
You can follow these girls. I know that kills you. Those Two Girls on Instagram at Lee's and Sarah.
It's only been 4 years.
These two girls.
Have we ever told you the story of how our name came to be?
Oh, Sarah, no. We were about to do it. We were meant to be doing a pop culture whip around.
Yeah, but you know us. We don't always follow the
rules. Well, I'll tell you the reason.
Baby girl, we're part of pop culture.
We were doing show business news and razzle dazzle. Here we are.
Give me the story. Go on.
So,
oh, God,
when
Sarah.
Lee's
two
and
of
I.
You and you're like, oh, we're those two girls.
Well, sort of. When Lee's and I first met about 7 years ago,
yeah.
And we started doing MC work, still available.
Actually, more so now.
Now that events are back on the scene.
Remember the day where we used to turn down doing weddings? The guys were available for weddings.
We're reevaluating that. Because Lise's name was difficult for people to comprehend and
so
still
difficult.
Is, that she is in fact not a Lisa, not a Lise, not a Liz. She is just Lise.
Like cheese, like please.
Lise said, people will never be able to pronounce my name. And so they'll always say, you know, who was emceeing the event? Those two girls. And then we were like, you know what? Let's just call that our company. It was in a different time. But now we just have to embrace it because we spent so much money trademarking it that we
really
we're going to be those two
trying to pay it
old
off.
Girls, you know. So that's
we'll
how we came
always
to
be those two girls.
Yes, girls
young,
is a vibe.
Old, whatever we are, it's who we are in our souls, in our DNA, Sarah.
That's
we're allowed
right.
to call ourselves girls.
That's right. She's really had to give me that pep talk lately.
I really have. You just got to own it. You know?
Something about turning 40. I was like, can we still be girls?
Of
and Lise
we
said,
can.
God damn, we can be girls. Girls is a vibe. You can call yourself whatever the hell you want.
Girls is a vibe. It's whatever you've... Exactly. Okay, now on to Will
yeah,
Smith.
Let's get on to the actual... I thought that story was going to be short and sweet.
It never is with
us. It's a lot longer.
Guys, Will Smith has posted possibly the greatest social media post ever in the history
of
social
media. That's such a radio
media.
Way of introducing something, hey. The best ever.
No, but yeah. I really think
the
it's there.
Ever.
I
is
really
it really up there with
okay,
the
well,
best
let me
post
describe
ever?
It. I think I've never seen anything like it. Have you?
No.
Not from a bloke.
Wow.
Right?
No.
I think that's the point of Dipper. So
it's
let me
different.
Describe the picture. He is standing in a pair of trunks, mm-hmm. okay, black boxer shorts, like the fitted kind. He's got a pair of black house slippers on. He has a sort of like, what's that fabric called, Sarah? Parachute.
Yeah.
Parachute sort of sports jacket over
like
the top
ones
of his
PE teachers always wore.
Yeah.
Wind cheaters.
Wind cheater. He's got a wind cheater over his bare chest, just unzipped. And he's sort of standing like a poet, like with one arm extended, almost sort of, you know, delivering a speech under a tree. And the caption reads, I'm going to be real with you. I'm in the worst shape of my life. That's all he says. His little paunch is there for people to see. There's absolutely nothing wrong with his dad bod.
Well, I think he's
but,
got the
know,
biggest smile on his on his face, just owning it, and people are applauding it.
I think it's because we're so used to seeing Will Smith in a very sort of, you know, he's usually quite buff,
yes.
very cut,
yep.
very, very fit and athletic, and this is just him in his natural state. There's nothing wrong with his body at all. But I just thought, I mean, look, it has 86,000 likes. There's been all kinds of articles written. It gave me a chuckle.
It did give me a chuckle.
Sounds like the best post ever.
Shut
actually,
up, Jason.
Actually, I've seen another celebrity post, if I may, the Hemsworth. So okay. Elsa Pataky and her husband, Chris, have thrown a white party at their home, and there's been, of course, all the celebs, the other Hemsworth brothers, Matt Damon and his wife, Luciana, I think is her name.
Oh,
just
yes.
a gaggle of glorious people. They may as well. I feel like they're
very
tight.
I feel like
they
were looking to move to the Byron.
We need to actually,
Damon's.
We need to call
yeah.
your sister, our Byron Bay correspondent, to find out if the Damons are living there.
Yeah. She gave us nothing and yet people wanted more.
yeah. well,
it's like a show.
If you get nothing.
yeah.
And I thought, wow, I haven't seen a white party start to circulate since I
this
reckon early 2000s.
White.
Yep.
Right. Not a
wearing white. Like
it's
I reckon
white. You rock up wearing white.
The last party I went to.
The last
in
white party. Yeah.
Would also party. 2000. I reckon I was 21 or 22. So early 2000s. And it was like a modeling agency Christmas party.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, is that coming back? Just in Brisbane.
Yeah. What year?
I reckon it was 2000, 2001.
Okay.
Were you modelling around then?
Last?
Yeah, I was glory days.
Not you, Liz.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Well, interestingly, on a different playing field, I would say. But in 2005, Sarah, was the last white party I attended.
Oh, where was
and
it?
And it was actually at Calvin Klein's house in the Hamptons. I'm not even kidding. It was very confronting, let me tell you. It was a lot. There was
did you like make the social pages of the Sunday Mail or anything? Because I did. No.
There were hundreds of people, lots of famous people. There were all kinds of things being passed around on trays. That was the first time. I was just an innocent little girl from Australia.
What were you wearing and why were you, like, I know you were, like, sort of pretty, but.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't know. I can't even remember. I honestly can't.
What's Calvin like in real life?
I hate that you can answer this.
I mean, look, he has BDE and he's still quite small and frail and old.
He didn't make those undies for nothing, did he? Hey. Well, it's at the end. You know what? Let's deep dive more into the podcast about Lisa's stint modelling for Calvin Klein.
Oh, my God. Mm. Sure. Go to our Instagram.
She
at
acts
Lisa
like
Sarah.
She hates it. Yeah. All right.
I hate talking about
Sarah,
myself.
It was 20 years ago.
So what?
Make sure you download that today's
episode.
You know
what?
Those two girls.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
My 11-year-old son, Remy, is apparently going through some sort of phase where your daughter's going through a goth phase.
Self-proclaimed goth phase with no black clothing.
That's right. He seems to be all about snakes. Okay, mm-hmm. So out of the blue yesterday, he said to me, I cannot wait for the day that I can get a pet snake. And I said, well, it's not going to be while you're living under this house. I'm not a fan. Your father's not a fan. I do not feel comfortable around them. And he said, well, but a python, like, can a python bite you? And I said, well, they can bite you. They're not venomous. Mm. But I do not want even a python in this house. Absolutely not.
How often have you heard a story where someone has a python and it escapes?
Absolutely. And also, there are people, and he was like, no, I reckon I could domesticate a python. Like, it would be my pet and I'd wrap it around my arm. And then if a robber came in, I would tell the snake, get him, and the snake would launch. And I was like, mate, that's not happening.
This sounds like some kind of David Walliams book that he's...
This is you can't do that with snakes. Also, I mean, they're not that sort of animal.
Well, you can certainly get them used to being handled.
But not
where they're...
They're
not going to pounce on whoever you tell them
to. A snake is not loyal. No, that's what I was trying to explain to him. A dog, loyal.
I mean, we've all seen Harry Potter.
Loyal. A snake, it does not have that
a basilisk. You could have a basilisk in your house. And we're then Remy's walking around like...
Mind
he already walks around doing that for no
I don't know if
reason.
I'd want one as a pet.
Well,
but...
Sarah, hold that thought, because then I saw him sort of daydream. His eyes were up at the ceiling. He was like muttering away to himself and he said, I'll tell you what, Mum. He said, the day I meet a woman, these were his words, the day I meet a woman who likes snakes, who has a pet snake, I'll know she's a keeper.
Oh.
And I was like, right, yeah, well, no daughter-in-law of mine.
Okay.
You're too quickly.
I said, I don't know. I said, look, I can appreciate that that's maybe your barometer for the love of your life. But he seems to think that women who have pet snakes are the be-all and end-all of womankind.
Okay.
So now I go to you. You've said that you might fit the brief.
Well, I mean, I like snakes. I don't dislike them. They don't give me the heebie-jeebies at all. No, but we had a snake in our house a couple of months ago that Will's caught. It was in the garage. He caught it in the saucepan. What a hero. And then he brought it up to me and the kids and said, well, I caught it. Are you right to go and release it? And so I just walked along the neighbourhood with my saucepan and
released it. Handling it, cuddling it, putting it around your neck, Sarah?
No, because it was... I didn't want to frighten it. It was a little tree snake that had just come in.
So do you think his theory stands?
But then I'm happy, like, if I'm at a zoo and there's an opportunity to, like, hold an olive python, 100% wrap that thing around my neck.
Is this a theory? Is there something in my son's theory that good women like
snakes?
Pet snakes.
Good women like snakes. Wow.
Wait. Don't
wow.
What question you ask? Are you a good woman?
131060. Like, do you own a pet snake?
Okay.
Ladies.
Yeah, that's probably easier.
I want to talk to ladies who own pet snakes and I'm going to put them to the test. Okay. Like,
Are you good enough for Remy?
Potential.
Very good. Can you hold on another 8 years?
And I think there's something. The women will come. Let the women come to me. Go.
Okay. 131060.
It's very specific.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Are you a lady who likes snakes? Because my 11-year-old boy reckons that the woman of his dreams, Sarah, will absolutely be down with the snakes. Just, He just thinks that that's the personality trait. A woman who is fine to handle a pet python is the woman of his
dreams. I mean,
firstly,
getting someone who calls it a python, not a python, is a start, I think. Look, I'm quite partial to a snake, not a pet owner of one, but I think I like those little scaly devils.
I mean, maybe he has a point. Maybe it really sets women apart. Let's go to Rachel in Brisbane. Rach, do you have a pet snake?
I used to. My partner took it when we separated, but I had him for about 4 years.
Okay. Now, do you think my son is onto something here? Do you? Would you consider yourself a top chick?
I don't think of myself as a bad chick.
So what was your journey as a snake owner like, Rach?
Look, it was really good. It was fun to play with. It was a good party trick after a few drinks as well. A lot of people freak out.
I'm sure.
And no incidents, no dangerous incidents. What sort of snake was it?
It was a carpet python.
Mm, beautiful.
They're or as ones. I would say, there's carpet python.
Python. Oh. All right, let's go to Xavier in Sydney. Xavier, are you a lady who loves a snake?
I love my baby snake.
Oh, my God. Sandra.
Okay, what type have you got?
A carpet python.
Standard. Great. How old?
Yeah.
Dimensions?
1.5 years.
Yes.
Grey, brown, spotted, adorable, has the cutest little face.
Okay, when you say adorable, Xavier, are you trying to tell me that you would compare this? Well, also, what is the snake's name?
Sethi.
Sethi.
Would you
compare Sethi to, like, a dog?
Yes, 1,000%. Cuteness doesn't have, like, boundaries, you know what I mean? Like, if something's adorable, something's adorable. And the way she's just so curious and she just has a little tongue that smells everything and she's just, you know, you can just see that a creature is, like, adorable by its kind of
loyal
tenderness.
How long did you say Sessie is, Xavier?
How long is she?
Yeah.
Oh, she's about 40 centimetres.
Okay. And you just get them from a breeder. You don't, like, just go into some scrubland and make her your own?
No, I got her from a pet store. She was from a pet store.
What made you take the leap to decide I'm going to be a python owner?
Well, it was COVID and everyone was getting pets and I live in an apartment. So I wanted a pet real bad, but I didn't want something. I basically wrote out a list of my requirements for the pet. I was like, this is what you have to be. You have to be, like, pretty easygoing, feed you once a week or once a month or whatever. Don't scratch the floor. Don't make too much noise. Like, all these things. And I was like, damn, like, what kind of pet am I going to have? And then I just thought about it and I talked about it with a bunch of friends. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm in Australia. And in New Zealand, you can't have pet snakes. And one of my friends said I had a pet snake and it was amazing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to try it out. And it was scary in the beginning. But once we kind of, like a little puppy, when you kind of take control and you're like, look, this is what's going to happen.
Xavier, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn, you've got to rule Xavier out.
Do you like trampolining in AFL?
No, I just thought
maybe give Remy another 10 years, give my boy another 10 years. Maybe you'd be, I would like to have Xavier as my daughter-in-law,
Sarah. I mean,
Sarah.
She sounds so enthusiastic that I'm starting to think about
maybe snake ladies are the way to go. Let's see with our final snake lady, Lucy from Brisbane. Again, Lucy, what makes you a lady maybe after my son's heart?
Oh, it's a great question. I actually hadn't really thought about the answer today, the answer until today, but I think it might just be because they're ever so beautiful. I think they're sleek and beautiful. Plus, they're unique, aren't they?
So do you think, would you say that snake pet owners are their very own breed of human as well? Like, do you think my son has a point that that is who he wants to be with in life, a person who loves snakes?
What?
Well.
What did you do?
I dribbled. Don't know the answer to that specifically, but I don't even know
what she asked then, Lucy. Like, well, you can't answer that. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that I think all these three women that we've spoken to are very unique individuals, and maybe Remy's onto something, saying that women who like snakes are the epitome of partners.
Lucy, how long's your snake?
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't had a snake since I was a kid, but it was a
All right. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Is that the song from Napoleon Dynamite? Cosmic Girl.
Oh, Cosmic Girl.
Is that the one he does the dance to? I feel like it's Jamiroquai for some reason.
No, I don't think it was in Napoleon Dynamite at all, was
I've
it?
I've never seen
There
that
was
movie.
A Jamiroquai song in Napoleon. You haven't seen it?
Oh, God, Sarah.
No.
Okay.
I think you'd actually, I don't know if you'd like it. Would you like it?
Probably not. It's pretty dumb. It's really dumb.
If you
pointless.
Two like it, I can pretty much guarantee I won't.
I watched The Green Mile last night.
Oh, classic. It's a very sad.
Wow. Oh, great song. Great movie.
Just got a message from Dad. He's up early saying, I've got to call the bloke at my local pool shop and order a spider gasket and glue for the pool valve. I've already spoken to him. Just give him your address. And then he sent me his number. God, I love dads. Honestly.
Why is he telling you that?
Because he told, when he came to visit on the weekend.
Oh, is this your pool?
Yes. Of course it's my pool. I don't talk about other people's pools. He saw that there's all this water going down our street from the gutter. And every time our pool has been running, it's blown a gasket.
Oh, no.
And he's had to jimmy it up with a yo-yo. He stuffed a yo-yo into the pump to stop it leaking out. When it's in the
genius.
Filter mode. Genius.
MacGyver.
So
MacGyver vibe.
My
What's
dad
the word
is MacGyver.
When they're
handy.
No.
Not even that.
Ingenious.
No.
Just genius.
No,
innovative.
Just like a problem solver.
All of those are correct, but it's not the word I'm looking for.
I know.
Anyway,
I thought all blokes were like that because that's what dad's been like my entire life.
No, we're not.
And they're not.
It's very good, isn't it?
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I
All right, we play a game every Wednesday where Jace names a category and Lee's and I have to ping pong answers back and forth. Sorry, I was thinking Colin Firth. until one of us bows out.
Yes, your first category, starting with you, Lee's.
Yes.
Things you would prefer to avoid.
Sarah.
She's one.
Game over.
I'm just joking. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to work with you. And I'm calling time on this radio show. See you. Okay. I'm out.
Okay, Sarah, your chance. Your chance to come back.
Okay.
I mean, it's not as fun, but things made of glass.
A cup.
Your broken heart.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was hoping she was going to go like Lisa's cold heart.
But a cup works
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, a cup.
Mm-hmm. A mirror.
A window.
A figurine.
Oh, use of vowels. A glass top table.
A windshield.
A screen.
A photo frame.
Oh, is the frame made of glass?
Well, I mean, the. Yeah, there is a sheet of glass.
Frames? Like, you think about ghost stories, the ghost comes through, and the photo frame smashes on the ground.
Things made of glass.
Okay, mate.
I don't care.
Great. Let's just do one more because we've got a little bit of time.
Oh, the end is in sight.
Sarah,
the end
start
is in sight.
Caring?
Yeah. It's like you've checked out. Royals.
Oh, Beatrice. I hate, you know why I hate royals.
Queen Elizabeth.
Margaret.
Are you talking about like dead or alive?
Yeah.
I mean, Henry VIII.
Diana.
I would have said hang on, Henry VII. But.
Anne Boleyn.
Harry.
Not a, is he still a prince?
Oh, come on. He's still a royal.
Okay, William.
What's his wife's name? Melissa?
No.
What is this? Catherine.
Kate! Melissa? Where have you been? They just had their 10th wedding anniversary. The palace just released photos this week.
I'm just not. You know this about me.
Princess Melissa? Dear God. All right, bye, guys.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
And yet again, one of my stories from my mediocre modelling years has been surpassed by Lisa's experiences.
Before we get into that,
yes,
how do you feel about Lee saying that thing she wants to avoid is you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, fine.
I just thought we'd jazz the game up and come up with, like,
with
the saltiest insult. That should actually be a form of the game. You know?
You can only
not
use insults.
Just like whoever gets the yeah, I think there's an alternate way to play the game.
Okay. It's just called like salty tears.
Try it. Let's try it.
Places you hear music.
When I'm away from Sarah.
When I'm drowning out the sound of Lisa's
yes,
voice.
That's the vibe. Yes, excellent. Okay, we've got it.
Cool.
Give us another one.
Sauces you have with chips.
Go on. Sweet and sour. Lee's is the sour.
I'm not sure if it works.
Mayonnaise. Sarah's always too much.
So it's giving real answers, but then insulting someone at the end of it.
Yes, it still has to be themed.
Yeah. An onion relish, because onions make me cry. Like Lee's. <Likely. laughs>
So enjoyable to me. This is my love language. I've figured it out.
Insult.
It's very funny.
Insulting people.
Go on.
Oh, you want another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because you can really only like last two or three
types of.
Oh, hold on, I've got another one. It's going to include a swear word.
Okay. Go on.
Okay, just like if there's children, turn it down. Barber, fuck you. Yes. I like it. I like it.
Okay.
So
I mean, that was a stretch.
Yeah. Okay. Types of edible egg.
What types of edible egg?
That's what it says.
Deviled egg for Sarah. Sarah's personality.
A Scotch egg, because I'd rather eat anything Scotch than French.
A 1,000-year-old egg, Sarah's age. This is so much better, guys. We've been playing the game wrong all along.
Keep going.
Oh.
Add this to a...
Okay. Famous authors.
That's a trickier one.
That's tricky. That won't work, will it?
Sure you could.
Famous authors.
JK Rowling over Lee's with my car.
Very good, Jace. Okay. Very good.
You can play.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Lee. I wanted you to take us back to 2005 to the Hamptons estate that was Calvin
what
Klein's house and what the hell you were doing there.
What we've been doing in the break is Googling. So if you want to play along today, Google Calvin Klein's Hamptons beach house. Okay. It will come up in your Google search and you will see this ridiculous construction. It is the largest. It's like a palace.
No one needs that.
It's so opulent. It's like, I mean, it's the most enormous property I've ever seen. It's right on the beach front of the Hamptons. And I was explaining to Sarah and Jace off air that the whole yard area, like sort of before you get onto the sand, was all these incredible sort of blown up, sort of like there was a mix of teepee tents and these spheres, these blow-up spheres, they were all illuminated in this sort of phosphorescent blue light. It was all the rage back in 2005, that sort of lighting. And then if you decided you wanted to go down to the beach, well, there were waiters with trays of drinks down there. There was a DJ on the beach. People were inside the house. They were like, there's three levels or something to this house. That, as I said, look, you know, I did not feel safe there. I didn't. I did not drink. I probably had one or two, but this was for me not the environment. Even like I would have been, maybe it was 2003. Let's just say I was around 23 years old, roughly, and it was one of those environments where I was like, this is incredible. Pinch myself. Can't believe I'm here. What the hell am I even doing here? But also know your surroundings. That's how I'll put it.
You're very street smart, aren't you?
Yes, I did. I felt like this was not an environment to get rollover drunk. or, you know, intoxicated of any kind. No, no, no. There were lots of people, lots of men, lots of very young women. No.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, that's like a lot of parties.
Was there
right?
Free underwear in the gift bags?
No, because Calvin Klein also does fashion and perfumes and, you know, it's his. This was, it wasn't a Calvin Klein brand party. It was his, Calvin Klein, the person.
Oh, like his personal
his
party.
His personal party.
Like it's my birthday, guys.
It's
come
his
over.
Personal house, correct. He yeah, did shit. A white party. I don't know if it was for the beginning of the summer. I can't even remember. Was it 4th of July? I cannot tell you. It was a white party. That's it. What are you Googling, Sarah?
I'm just rewriting a media release.
Okay. On that note, there's my annals of the party.
Yep.
There you go.
I loved it. I loved it. No, I heard about it in the break, so I tuned in.
Singers.
Billie Eilish.
That's just no? as far of a stretch.
Okay.
Tone.
Barbara, fuck you.
Tone Def Leppard. I'll take that off Sam Mack. That's the name of his band.
Yeah, right.
John Bon Bitchy.
So stupid.
Poo Fighters.
I love this game. I love it so much.
Duo Loser.
Taylor Drift.
All right, bye, guys.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.